This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 30 Denver public schools will close early through Thursday this week due to extreme heat across the Front Range, and that number is likely to increase. DPS has 48 schools without air conditioning. Officials at some schools say temperatures in east-facing classrooms and those in upper levels can reach over 90 degrees. Schools say that's not safe or conducive for teaching and learning. The school district says it will update a list of early closings throughout the week on their website or go to Denverite.com. Denver hotels are filling up. They have run 80% full this summer, according to STR, a hotel tracking firm. Hannah Smith with STR says one of the biggest bright spots is the return of conventions, which she calls group travel. There was a lot of pent-up demand.
Because some of it is that pent-up demand, it feels like some of those group calendars are getting a little crowded. Some of it is just those convention schedules returning back to as they were pre-pandemic.
Hotels are still below pre-pandemic occupancy in Denver and elsewhere, but Smith says there's increasing optimism that the industry is turning a corner. When voters cast their ballots, they generally don't consider the age of the candidate. That's according to a study from the University of Colorado Boulder. But once in office, younger voters tend to have a slight negative bias against older politicians. Damon Roberts is a doctoral candidate at CU. The study reviewed data in U.S. congressional districts from 2006 to 2020.
One part of it could just be how well they're represented on policy issues, whether or not the candidate is representing issues that they care about. And another part of it is, can they see themselves in that politician?
Researchers theorize that voting to keep a certain party in power may have more influence than a candidate's age when voters make their decisions. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.